It's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight.
Audible Sounds on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
We'll be right back.
is supported by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian Ice. Made fresh daily with real fruit. Available in over 95 flavors, Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 5th Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, then you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. You're listening to Audible Sounds on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. And today on the show, we're revisiting an interview I did last year with Cleveland's own Ricky Hamilton from Quality Time Records, the punk, indie pop, and gutter glam label. Don't know what gutter glam is? You'll have to stick around to find out. In the meantime, let's wet your whistle for underground music. Here's some hardcore from Madrid, Spain.
Necesito esta situación.
Forbes Avenue. Tune into Forbes Avenue, WRCT's homegrown public affairs program. Your engaging guests talk about the arts, social issues, and intriguing topics, with a focus on Pittsburgh, and meet some fascinating people along the way. That's Forbes Avenue, Tuesdays at 9 a.m., right here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to Audible Sounds, and from Spain, that was Jovan Entalmente, or Eternal Young, by the band La Lama. And before them, we had Los Rotundes, with the track Los Problemos. Coming up next, we got the latest from Helen Ghana, with Share Your Care. I hope you enjoy. Course in Miracles, New Age Psychobabble, Satanic Seduction, and everything in between. Frequencies and codes for cultivating inner awareness. Join DJ Mother God for spiritual instruction. Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m.
Three, begin. My damsel acts not coquette, holds her devotion steadfast, I have ascertained. But does she feign her interest due to her desire for a virtuous knave? Doubt not your heart's emotions, for your absence here does make me overwhelmed. Thank heavens our forebears upheld our most proper union. Well done. All you Brontes and Jane Austens, if you would cast aside your inhibitions and thrash about like an artist in the throes of painting a scene of rapture. Thrash about!
Until my left hand looks wrong, until my miracle drugs write the miracle song, I will keep rolling down until my best shirt rolls off, until the conga line behind me is a thousand chickens long. Like Brian Jones, I was born to swim towards a month ago, towards the Rolling Stones, towards me and you, swimming alone. And I will keep burning trash until the master comes around. I would pound my masterpiece down flat between my hands if it meant I could only roll again. You gotta let me roll down like Hinckley's shrine. I was born to dance with a candy gun towards the president's ass, towards me and you. Of the future, my good sense doesn't win me any wars. And crazy only let my brown hair all over the floor. Lean over on me, baby, and look over a little more. And look over there, where I'm standing, where the police can see.
Listening to Audible Sounds, and if you're just now joining us today, we're revisiting my interview with Richard Hamilton from Quality Time Records. But first,
and the occupation now,
and the occupation now,
and the occupation now,
and the occupation now.
End 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 the occupation now.
To the windows, to the walls, through the streets where we march, till Palestine's free, till Congo's on its feet, till Sudan feels peace. You see the government and police, I see a gang full of anchored knees. You don't wanna listen when a man them speak, but still it's my attention you seek.
And the occupation now.
No sacks to the guard, they're slaughtering humans like animals. I'm getting numb to my core, to think I didn't think I could take anymore. Them man wanna knock on Satan's door. I wanna be known by the Lord, connect with his people. Do shows home and abroad. I know life can seem overly hard, but I gotta keep faith till it's safe on the shores. Wrote what I felt, never wrote for a cause. I'm rich in spirit, though my material's poor. 0161TTG when God gives a serious call.
Indulto, insulta, sentido común. Las urnas arregladas, las sillas infiltradas. Quemamos todos con nada. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But you with the pueblo, you summon the fire. Incendio with the lighter. All our politicians are liars. El pueblo, sí. Unido, sí. Será vencido, sí. Words of wisdom, mijito, sí. Take the streets for the people, sí. Make some noise if you hate the police. Make some noise if you love Palestine. Set free one mapu like Zapatista. For free Palestina.
Listening to a very special extended interview edition of Audible Sounds on 88.3 WRCT. And if you're listening to this, that means you've come here on your own. So thank you, listener, for supporting the show both online and off. So let's get to the interview. Today I sat down with Richard, aka Ricky Hamilton, from Quality Time Record, the Cleveland-based punk, indie pop, and gutter glam label. What exactly is gutter glam? Richard and I discuss what that means, as well as all of the eclectic Rust Belt genres found on Quality Time. Here now is my interview with Richard Hamilton from Quality Time Records.
Hello and welcome to yet another Audible interview. I've sat down with Richard Hamilton, or Ricky, as he sometimes goes by, from Quality Time. How you doing today, Richard?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the program. Hope you're doing good too.
I'm doing well. So for the uninitiated, what type of music does Quality Time produce? How would you describe your sound?
Okay. I would say the roots are in kind of like gutter pop, sort of. That's what I was calling it back in like 2013, but I guess just kind of like hooky melody, but then like I guess kind of like pop made by punk, or we get into like twee sometimes. I actually put out like a compilation tape that had some like classic Cleveland hardcore on it with like Yambag and stuff, but I guess just kind of like all over the map, like outsider, honk, eggy stuff. But I don't know, that's such a all over the thing, place thing. But my favorite stuff would be like C86, Paisley Underground, Twee, like punks in the Buzzcocks vein and stuff with a nice hook, you know. Big on hook.
I do love exploring genres, like for specific labels, just to see how they describe themselves. And you talk about gutter pop. I get opposed to pop punk, which is already taken and describes a completely different sound. So for anybody who, like, what exactly does gutter pop mean for you? Like,
So for one, I mean, I think I might have been one of the first people to start saying that. We also called it gutter glam, but basically I felt like I wanted there to be a sort of like sexiness and sleaziness and like sort of dark pop energy to the label. So like some of the earliest releases were like Sick Tape that like Robert Joyce did with his band Mahalos, and like Demon Induction would be a really good like intro to that, because you know, I feel like music is like influenced by your surroundings, you know? So like, it was very important to me that like people were actually living the life that they were trying to say in music. And like Robert is a great advocate of that. I mean, he was living all around town in lofts, like 38th and Hamilton, and you know, really just like living the life, like the 2 a.m. bar closes and we're shooting pool and throwing dice and having fun. And that was important. And then my friend Tennant from Oakland, well, he's from the South, but like, you know, I put out his record out in the streets, and like, yeah, just really, really living the life, man. Wearing, you know, wearing fun clothes, having fun. I always wanted it to be fun, you know. I felt like punk got in like a non-fun direction for a little bit, where it was like kind of like serious or like a little too like studs and chains and stuff. And to me, it's just freedom. So yeah, if you could take it back to like Velvet Underground or just like weird stuff like Icky Boyfriends and
A less militant sound.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like punk more as freedom. Like anytime in this interview that I say punk, I really just mean like freedom of expression. I'm not talking about any sort of particular sound. I think that like you could be punk, and I think Tiny Tim is punk, you know. I think Madonna could be punk in a roundabout way, you know. It's just what you're doing, you know. Venus and the Razor Blades, obviously punk, you know.
Very cool. More of an attitude.
Yeah, more of an attitude. Definitely. And I just wanted to put out stuff, I mean, really, that was I felt like other people maybe like weren't gonna put out, or that, you know, that I felt like there was kind of just like room for someone that was gonna just be like, yeah, this is sick. And then obviously cassette tapes make it so easy. You can just, I started I was living in Kent, Ohio, in like a little underground bedroom thing, and this guy, Chris, gave me a tape deck, and then I just bought like bulk tapes and then just started putting them out and cutting the paper myself and then mailing them out. And then pretty soon, you know, I had enough money to like actually go to A to Z Audio and start putting out tapes through them that were like more like better dubbed and stuff. But the early ones are still sick, you know? Yeah. So that's kind of the origin. But yeah, I'd say that's what gutter pop is, gutter glam, that kind of stuff.
So you brought some bands with you today.
Absolutely.
First one you brought is Mahalo.
Yeah, Mahalo's. I bounced around and lived in like Nashville and then Oakland, and then bounced back to Cleveland. I'm from the East Side. I'm from Cleveland Heights, University Heights. I met Robert standing in line at a coffee shop, and like, you know, we just started, we became kind of like best friends, and I saw him play, and like, man, and you'd be hard pressed to find like a better like front man, really. Like, he's just got it, you know, in a way that I feel like people like Iggy just got it. So yeah, that was an early one where I was like, oh yeah, man, I'd love to put this out for sure.
I did notice that a lot of your bands are from Ohio.
Yeah. So I'm from Cleveland, and then I actually started toying with the idea. My friend, really my best friend, Vinny Zazzaro, me and him met in Nashville, and we kind of wanted to do a thing to where it was like that guy, I think his name is like Raymond Pettibone, but like he did all the art for like Black Flag and stuff, and then Vinny was like the art director of Quality Time, so all of the early visuals and everything, like he did the Legs logo, which was taken from a strip club in Nashville, and you know, like that's been our like go-to the whole time. But yeah, I was in Oakland, I was really bored, it was raining all the time, and I was like just off a tour, and I was like, I'm gonna start a label. So I hit him up, and then we kind of got like all the stuff together for it, and that's kind of the origin there. So but I then moved back to Cleveland, and then was just crashing around. And seriously, I think I was back in town a week before I bumped into Robert. I had a friend that was like living in like a little like third story flat in the Coventry neighborhood, and then he was next door, so we just got coffee and then walked over there and hung out.
Where does Quality Time, the name, come from?
I just came up with it. You know, I really liked that if you look at the two things, it's cutie, like QT, you know.
Oh, I was big on
it. Yeah. So I really wanted it. I like when stuff has like a double meaning. I'm really big on like the more like subversive meaning. So yeah, it's like QT. And then yeah, just kind of. I also was thinking about this. You know, I record shop all the time and have DJ nights. And I was thinking about, you know, you always see like you go to a record store. You'll know. I'm sure you got tons of records like. The S bin always has a million, right? And then, like, there's certain ones that have a million, but the Q bucket doesn't really have a ton there. So
you're right.
So yeah. You know, there's
real estate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I could, like, think of some off the top of my head, but it's like there's definitely room in that box. So I was like, yeah, that'd be sick because, you know, you start something. If it's got an S, it's going to be in, like, a big... I mean, you're going to be competing with Sire, right? So...
Right.
Yeah,
that's and, smart. That never occurred to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, you know, but I just liked it too, like Quality Time, just like as an idea of just like spending time with a record. I used to do something where I would like listen to like a full record like every day, you know, and I called it just like taking a record to the face and just kind of laying down and, you know, light a candle, put on a record, and enjoy it. So.
This next band, Cotton Ponies. This was this song was a personal favorite of mine.
Awesome, yeah.
I'm currently deliberating on how I want to go about putting it on the radio. The name of the track is 40 Watt.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's this weird pocket in, it's actually not Cleveland. It's like, I think Lake County. I don't want to be wrong. It's only about 25 minutes east of Cleveland, and it's called Willoughby. And for whatever reason, they just produce this like kind of mutant strain of people that are just so ridiculously cool and weird and stuff. Maybe it's like because it's like the first like suburb, but it still has like eastern roots, you know, which, yeah, for those that don't know, I feel like I could say this, like the east side to me has always been the art side, and it's got the colleges and the institutions and stuff. I'm talking east of the river, and that's where you're getting bands like Pere Ubu and you know, like Valentine, like St. Valentine Records, which did a lot of like cool like twee power pop. And then the west side's always had more of, I feel like, a traditional punk, like the Pagans or like hardcore, like all the Parma stuff twist. So I've always been an east sider. I've always identified more with the art rock like sleaze, and Willoughby does it really well. So tying that into Cotton Ponies, Marty Brass, longtime collaborator, he's from Willoughby. Robert is from Willoughby. And then I met like Macy and their crew out there, like this guy Joey and like other people, and it was always interesting. I mean, they used to come to shows with like a power drill with a dildo on it, you know, and have like bloody grandma panties and stuff. And I mean, it's just hard not to be like, wow, you know. And then the songs were there to back it up. That's the thing. I novelty and shock alone really doesn't do it for me, but if you're also making killer songs. And yeah, I guess with Cotton Ponies too, it seemed like it was just free expression. It wasn't contrived. I feel like novelty can be contrived, but they really were just into that stuff, you know? Weird sex stuff, Simpsons, hanging around, drinking 40s, you know? And I was like, yeah, I like you guys. So, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, that whole record is great. That whole record was phenomenal. I tried to record them myself. It didn't come out the way I wanted it. Sometimes that happens. Like, I love recording. Right next to me, I got, like, the Tascam that I use all the time, like the cassette recorder. But then they went to, like, a proper studio, and I feel like since it was already so, like, kind of lo-fi stripped-down sound, it was able to, like, max those tones, and then they put together, like, that record. And they also did skits during it and stuff. It's like a whole like piece of art, really. Shout out Macy Franco. She's a great artist.
So what is it for you about cassettes? What made you decide to go into cassettes?
Yeah, a few things. I love cassettes because they're the kind of the closest thing to a record, where you have a side of it and then you listen to it and then you flip it over and you have another side. So there's a definitive A and B. So sequencing-wise, I really like that. And then I'm 30, I'll be 31 soon. So all of the cars that we were driving when we were like, you know, 18 to even still now, I have a 96 truck and a 05 like tour van, but they all had cassette players in them. So it was nice. You know, we were driving like 98 Econolines or like 90, you know, like big Fords. And some of them, one of them, like the Tierra that Carter had, it did have like a CD player too. But CDs are so finicky and you can scratch them and everything. So, and you can like skip easier. So it was just nice because like cassettes sound great. They're like almost indestructible. I feel like you could throw it out on the freeway and then it could get like rained on, and then like you could still get it and like put it in and it would probably still play. And you could fix it yourself too. So yeah, they're just, I feel like they're the pinnacle of like DIY, really, is just like, I mean, no hate on making like mix CDs. I always love that too. That's also like definitely a cool vibe. But yeah, and tapes are just so easy, man. You just like, recording is so easy on them. Giving them out to people is easy. And they were so cheap when I started, dude. I used to buy them off this one site, I can't remember, but I would get like 100 like C30s for like, dude, probably like 40. Nah, maybe even less. Maybe like $30 with cases.
That's beautiful.
So, yeah, I mean, like the margin was crazy. So, and I always like to do like kind of the Discord, like punk Econoline thing. So like when I started, man, it was like tapes $5, 7 inches $5, and 12 inches $10 for years, you know. We were in it for just like getting the stuff out there. But you want to make enough that you can keep, like, I always had a band fund going so the next record would be financed. But I never thought like multiple records in advance. It was just like put out a Mahalo's record, sell those all to put out the Shag record, and then sell those all and then put out Pig Flair, you know?
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Our next band is Shag. Actually the band that got me into your label.
Oh yeah, sweet, hell yeah. So that was Nat Cherry on vocals, and then Marty Brass from Mahalo's, and now he has Marty Brass and the Lavender Jets, Red Devil Riders. Like, he's just like, I mean, if you think of Cleveland music in the last like 15-16 years, he's like, he's the guy, really. He's just been doing it for so long now and just putting out good stuff. But yeah, I'm on drums, he's on bass, but it's like really blown out bass. And then Nat just fronted it, so there's actually no guitar on that whole record, that 12-inch 45. It's just overdriven bass, drums, and we just wanted to keep it like really primitive and fast, you know?
I think I caught you guys at the Rock Room in 2018? Were you there for that?
Okay, you know what? So there were some lineup changes. I moved to LA in early 2018. So I think you saw a different lineup. I want to say Noah Depew might have been on drums then, because they kind of filled it out more then. And actually, we did have Winston Hightower play guitar at least one show at the Grog Shop back in the day too. But I know they did fill it out. So I'm not sure what that lineup was. I don't think when I was with them, we did Pittsburgh. We did like Buffalo and New York City and Philly and stuff. But yeah, I don't think we made it there. So you probably saw the other Shag, but that's cool too. I remember they hit me up and they're like, is it cool if we still do it? And I was like, of course, go sell the records, man. You know?
The name of the track is Rust Belt Reject. And you brought up the Cleveland sound. How would you describe the Cleveland sound?
I think there's a few, you know, and I definitely want to give love to like Richard Rodriguez and Saucepan on like the West Side, and like people like Mike Throat from Bad Noids. Like, they have their own sound, which really is just like great, like traditional punk. Like, in the case of like Bad Noids and bands like Folded Shirt and stuff, that's on like the, I guess you would say, eggy side. And that's definitely, I mean, Cleveland sound. A lot of people, especially if you talk to like New York punks and stuff, they're gonna think about that as the Cleveland sound. But from my side of town, I would say just DIY, like blue collar, hardworking, kind of like, but still oddly intellectual. Like, you're like journeyman that like also can like fix amps and likes, you know, Berlin or like bands like that and stuff. So yeah, I just think the whole vibe of Cleveland is very much like, if you don't do it, then it's not gonna get done. So whatever you're trying to do, like, just don't rely on anyone except, like, yourself and your friends, you know? And, like, if you want to do something, then just, like, do it, you know?
Awesome.
So, yeah, I mean, that's not totally, like, the sound, but it does factor into it, you know?
Yeah,
A good parallel, at least for where my mind was at the time, is, like, I'm a huge Sarah Records fan. All of that, like, English, like, twee, you know, and 7-inch stuff, and then... like K Records was actually kind of a big influence at the time, more so in like mindset of just being like, yeah, we'll just mic the drums with like one mic and it'll be cool, and like, oh, 7 inches are cheap to put out now, let's put like 5 songs on it, you know, and then that's an EP, and like, just do it, like, just jump into it, you know, because yeah, a lot of bands would be like, how do you do stuff, and I'm like, well, you just have to do it, you know, like, if you want to make a record, then just make a record, you know. Which kind of sounds like maybe like glib or flippant, but really it's like, if you believe in it, then just do it, you know? Yeah, so along the lines of like touring, which I should say, like, the big thing for Quality Time is I always wanted all the bands to tour, you know, even if it's just going to Columbus and Cincy or like Buffalo and Philly. Like, I'm not saying like, you know, go to Europe or make it all the way to California, but all the bands I encourage to tour. And then like one of the best people I met on the road is Biff in Buffalo, Eric Bifaro, been in so many bands. Brown Sugar is a notable one for sure, but him and I were talking, and then he helped put out this single, so it's like a split Feral Kid and Quality Time 7-inch. Yeah, it's the first piece of wax from like my like solo career is just Richard Hamilton Band. So yeah, I'm stoked on it. It came out like last week, so it's really, really recent.
Well, cheers to that. She's erotic art, hung by a queen. She's medieval and cerebral. She's my everything. She's that picture of your parents hung on the walls at a forest retreat home.
Really stoked on it, you know, and really couldn't have done it without him, man. Like he used like a little razor to like make the foldouts himself, and got like dead stock, and you know, has a printer at his place. Like his spot in East Buffalo is like ground zero for DIY. I mean, like, he can do your shirts and he'll pick you up. And one time we broke down in Jersey and just posted like, yeah, we're gonna have to miss a show, which we hate, you know, doing. I think that was one of the only ones we've ever missed. He hits us up, it's 2 a.m, and he's like, I could be to Jersey in like 8 hours if you want me to pick you up, you know. And we did end up getting it fixed, so he didn't have to, but like, that's the kind of guy like that he is, you know.
That's dope.
Yes.
I love those types of shows where a band could be late and then we got to clear a path so somebody brings a drum kit in.
Oh, totally, totally. Yeah, it was very much like the Zero Hour for sure.
That's the similar. I think Pittsburgh has a very similar vibe in that way.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And I know a lot of people like I was mentioning, like Richard and Saucepad, like they have really, really good ties to Pittsburgh for sure. I know there's like a sick record store that I've been there a few times, and there's definitely like a kindred spirit there. You know, like you guys have that one like festival. I've actually not been to it. I'm not gonna pretend that I have, but we have a similar thing, Horrible Fest in Cleveland, which I've played and been to a bunch, and yeah, man, it's very, the vibe is there. It's all Rust Belt, you know. Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Detroit, Cleveland are just, they're kissing cousins, really.
That's about all the questions I had. Is there anything else coming up? Anything else to look out for from yourself at Quality Time?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've been thinking about relocating actually back to Cleveland, maybe around, still probably east side, and my wife and I moving back, and then I'd really like to start putting out just, like, more bands and stuff. Like, living in L.A., I feel like has, I mean, it's great out here. I love L.A., but, like, time and a little bit of, like, disposable income and stuff to be able to, like, put more stuff out has been tough. But I would say we just hit Quality Time, like, 10 years going on 11, or the thoughts were there 11 years ago, but, like, the first round of 5 tapes, and I'd like to kind of mark it as like that was a decade, and then start kind of like a new decade and start. I'd like to do another compilation. I'd like to do an LA like Wii and Power Pop compilation before I head out. And then I'd like to hit the ground running in Cleveland and really start pumping out more tapes, more like a 12-inch 45 like compilation would be great. Like, I've wanted to do that a long time, if like some bands were down to help with that. And yeah, I think you'll see more. You know, LA's been great. It's been cool to like think out here. And then one last thing is, like, I put out a book. I love like literature. I mean, that was like my first love was literature. So I'd like to start at this point, since we're all getting older, put out books by some of the people that like help start Quality Time. So like Robert is a writer, you know, and his like longtime girlfriend's a writer, and this guy Kyle has a great like printing press in Cleveland. So I think it'd be cool to start getting into multimedia in that way. I think you'll see that the next couple years.
Exciting. Very cool. I have to keep a lookout for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I gotta send you a bunch of records for the station too. And I did some research. I don't like to just like go in blind. So I saw that huge like progressive talk radio fan out here on like the Pacifica station, you know, like KPFK. So like Tom Hartman and Rethinking Heroes with Carrie Harrison and stuff. And I saw that y'all are the like satellite station for them. So that was like really cool, because I listen to like 90.7 pretty much every morning. Like, I got a little radio in the shower room. Yeah, I just pop that on like every day. I think my wife hates it and thinks I'm crazy for listening to talk radio in the morning, but I love it. I see you guys are doing some cool stuff, having some good shows on there, you know?
Yeah, it's a pretty cool station, and I play tape makers and people who bang on glass.
Yeah,
at live shows. Yeah,
nice. Into the noise scene. So you have a little noise background.
Yeah, I mean I've been to a more than a couple noise shows here in Pittsburgh, and some in Erie. There's kind of a nice little underground scene for noise here.
Yeah, absolutely. Cleveland has a huge noise scene too. And then one of my favorites ever is Morgan Garrett out of Philly. Yeah, he's awesome. We did a little like recording thing out here. He was living in LA for a little bit, but he's in Philly now. But he's a complete weirdo from Portsmouth, Ohio. So yeah, if you like the noise stuff and you're not familiar with him, check out Morgan for sure. SSS is another one of his projects, but SSS or just Morgan Garrett, that's like awesome stuff. He's like my favorite like noise head for sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Richard. It's been lovely talking to you.
Yeah, you too. You too. Thanks for having me. Thanks to the station.
And that was my interview with Richard, a.k.a.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.